Welcome to episode 303 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Now, I have just relaunched the Daily Brainwave Facebook page, so check us out on there to see how you can get a shout-out on the show. You can also email me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and rate us online on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue Dragon Week by looking at the King of All Dragons. Britain loves its dragons. Stories of mythical creatures roaming the isles go back centuries and are a part of the very landscape. For example, the famous Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland. Hundreds of years ago in mythic Britain, a powerful leader saw a comet shaped like a dragon fly across the night sky. He felt the call of the creature's power and took the name Pendragon. It's got dragon right there in the name. Now, Pendragon is a Welsh title that literally means chief dragon, an honorific reserved for very important people in the hierarchy. And Uther Pendragon, the man we're talking about, went on to be the father of Arthur, the once and future king of the Britons.
Defeater of the Saxons, sovereign of all England!
As I said, dragons are part of the landscape of the British Isles. And near Oxford today, you'll find the Uffington Horse, a giant, beautiful piece of ancient art dug into the hillside. Next to it lies Dragon Hill, a flat-top protrusion from the landscape with a bare patch in its center, so named because Uther Pendragon himself is said to be buried there, under the ever-watchful eye of the Uffington Horse. Now, Uther wasn't the only dragon with connection to this hill. Another legend says that St. George, the dragon slayer, killed his dragon right there on that spot, and the vile creature's blood stained the top of the hill. The dragon was so evil that even grass refuses to grow where its fell blood once pooled, and to this day, the hill's dome remains bare. Thanks for tuning in to episode 301 of the Daily Brainwave. Check out our new Facebook page, and please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Share the show with your friends, and contact me via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we meet the dragon that inspired a Pokemon.